Good morning again. In your Pew Bible, on page 1161, there's this really neat letter. You ever stop to think about the fact that, you know, we have these letters that are close to 2,000 years old? And sometimes I wonder, you know, when Paul was writing them, was he aware that this particular letter, because there were some other letters of Paul that were not saved, that the Lord did not bring into the canon, you know, and you have to wonder, as Paul wrote each one, was he aware that he was writing beyond his immediate audience? I think sometimes he was. You look at something like Romans or Hebrews. Whoever wrote Hebrews, and it's pretty clear that the person was aware that they're forming this document that was going to be around for a long time. But some of the other letters, you really get the sense, certainly Philemon, that Paul never intended for it to really be read other than anybody but then other than the recipient. But in either way, you know, we have this letter that was written by somebody to very specific people that he had in mind. Philippians, just a little bit of background, where for those of who remember Acts, know Acts fairly well. Philippians is the church that was founded after Paul answered the Macedonian call. You may remember that Paul and his companions were trying to head north into Asia, and the Spirit of the Lord stopped them, wouldn't allow them to go into Asia. And soon after that, Paul has a dream in the night where a man from Macedonia appears to him and says, "Come over here and help us." And it says that Paul made the inference from the dream that the Lord was sending them to Macedonia. So they crossed over into Macedonia, which is in Europe, north of Greece. And they go first to the city of Philippi. And it says that he finds a small group of people who gather together to